Hey, Ear Snacks friends in Los Angeles. It's Miri from Miri's List. Join me and my team on April 14th for Families Welcome. It's an all-ages volunteer event where we'll learn together about welcoming, talk about what it feels like to be new, listen to amazing music with my friend Kimberly Stewart, and eat snacks from all over the world. We will be at the beautiful Annenberg Community Beach House in Santa Monica on April 14th from 2 to 5 p.m. Tickets are free with registration, and I can't wait to see you there.
You're listening to Ear Snacks.
Are you ready for me to tell you what Ear Snacks is about this time? It's about rainbows.
Unicorns are rainbows?
Unicorns and rainbows?
No, unicorns are rainbows.
Oh, okay.
They have rainbow hair.
Ear Snacks with Andrew and Holly.
Gotta get back, gotta get back, gotta get back. I make rainbows every day, dreaming up colors and lighting the way. I make magic and joy right here in my shop, and nobody can tell me when to stop. Pop, pop, what's this? What do I see? Three unicorns having a tea party. Hibiscus, this is delicious. Oh, well, let's get back to business.
To my own beat, I'm marching, adding color, sparkle, and shine. Because I've got this vision of a world so dazzling and bright.
Excuse me, though. I gotta get back to my rainbow shop. It's where I make all my rainbows. I gotta get back to my rainbow shop. It's where I make all my rainbows. I gotta get back to my rainbow shop. Cause the rainbow shop is gonna fill me up. I gotta get back to the rainbow shop. Gotta get back, gotta get back. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Polly. What colors are you mixing up today?
So glad you asked. We got ultraviolet. Do you want to try it? Yeah. For 25 cents, you can totally buy it.
Cause Roy G. Biv ain't all there is at this particular establishment.
I'm specialist. Swirl, popple, polka dabble,
kangaroo, and a pizza balloon.
Sweet ice steel, infrared it already,
and aquamarine, dang dang.
To my own beat, I'm marching, adding color, sparkle, and shine. And with every rain shower, I can feel the power. Let's go rainbow.
I gotta get back to my rainbow shop. It's where I make all my rainbows. I gotta get back to my rainbow shop. It's where I make all my rainbows. I gotta get back to my rainbow shop. Cause the rainbow shop is gonna fill me up. I gotta get back to my rainbow shop. Gotta get back, gotta get back.
Hey, Lucy.
Hey, Andrew and Polly.
What are you doing here at the rainbow shop?
I need a can of two of Laguna Baloo.
Are you serious? I need that too.
Attention. Saturation levels are dipping dangerously low.
What's going on?
Oh no.
Feeling hectic and a little bit crowded. The colors are gray, getting too loud, and
gotta take a beat. Then do something about it.
How can I change the setting on the rainbow mixing machine?
Hold on!
You might not get the color you want, but you'll always get the color you need. I gotta get back to my rainbow shop. It's where I make all my rainbows. I gotta get back to my rainbow shop. It's where I make all my rainbows. Sometimes the world wants to hush my buzz. It wants to mute my joy, wants to soothe my fuzz. But I step right back to the rainbow shop. Cause the rainbow shop is gonna fill me. I gotta get back to my rainbow shop. It's where I make all my rainbows. I gotta get back to my rainbow shop. It's where I make all my rainbows. I gotta get back to my rainbow shop. It's where I make all my rainbows. I gotta get back, gotta get back, gotta get back.
We're back. Welcome to Ear Snacks.
That's Andrew.
And that's Polly.
And that was a song about...
rainbows.
Rainbows!
Rainbows.
Yeah, rainbows.
Yeah. A rainbow.
A rainbow.
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 A rainbow.
Hi, my name is Towns.
Stella Rose.
Penny.
Adrian, and I live in Wisconsin.
In Woodland.
New York.
Petaluma. California.
Okay, first of all, how do you feel about rainbows?
Good.
I love them.
Yes!
I like rainbows because they have all those different kinds of colors in them.
I like when they shine and stop the rain.
I like their colors, especially at the end where it's purple, because that's my favorite color.
I have a book about rainbows that says they never touch the ground. I feel that they're pretty, and I do not try to catch them because I don't want to hurt their feelings.
Can rainbows give a feeling?
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Joy, happiness, and warm feeling I could just jump.
It helps me eat dinner, and they help me climb trees.
I like rainbows because they just calm me and excite me.
I think they would be very pretty if I got closed up. They would be very, very pretty.
What is a rainbow?
Rainbows are like,
it's something.
They're in the sky and they're big.
It's rain and sun put together to make this magical rainbow. I think it has a little other something to do with electricity.
It's a big half of a circle that's in the sky.
Sometimes a circle, sometimes just an upside down U.
Like a ring? A half a ring?
It's a half circle with the shapes of a cloud on each end.
Why do you think it's shaped that way?
I don't know.
Because then it can stripe across half of the earth.
They're colorful. They have different colors.
A lot of colors.
All the colors except black and brown.
Ooh, what colors are in a rainbow?
Some
red.
Orange. Definitely orange.
Orange, yellow.
And green.
Green, blue.
A little blue.
And dark blue.
And purple.
Purple and dark purple.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple.
That's all the colors.
Except black and brown.
Are they always in the same order?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen a rainbow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen a rainbow before. I was with my friend Vivian.
What was it like?
It looked like,
It was like this big bunch of colors, colorful clouds in the air. It was beautiful.
A big half of a circle without signs and floats in the sky and follows me everywhere I go.
When can you see a rainbow?
When the rain is ready to stop.
When it's still raining and the sun's out too.
That's when you'll see a rainbow.
Can rainbows happen in the nighttime?
No!
Wait, why not?
Because there's only rain or darkness. There's no light that can make a rainbow.
Oh, so is that one of the ingredients of rainbows?
Yeah.
What are rainbows made of?
To make a rainbow, you need air, water, cloud.
The rain!
Rains from the sky.
And sun.
Light that shines on the water.
Then it makes a rainbow.
If you put a few lollipop flavors together and then make a whole rainbow of them.
So where does a rainbow come from?
I think it comes from the sky.
A rainbow starts
somewhere behind the whole sky.
At the end of it, there's a pot of gold on the floor.
They use their magic and go away. Once all that's done and it's sunny again.
They change the world.
What do rainbows mean?
I have no idea.
Rainbows mean that the rain is over and God will promise to never flood again.
They mean help when you want the rain to stop.
What would a rainbow sound like?
I think,
they sound like that.
Quiet just being quiet. It doesn't sound like anything. And if they let you touch them, they would feel very smooth.
What would a rainbow smell like?
Roses.
A clean little baby.
It would probably smell sweet if it smelled, but I don't even know. I've never got close to them.
Maybe they could smell like lots of candy put together.
That's what they smell like.
What would a rainbow taste like?
They taste like sherbet.
Cotton candy!
Marshmallows.
A big cotton candy that's a ball.
It would taste like air. It's just air. You cannot chew on air. It just goes down your throat.
Thanks, friends. I loved hearing your ideas about what rainbow sounds might be.
Or smells might be.
Or tastes might be. What do you think a rainbow tastes like, Andrew?
Probably.
Pizza. Grapes. Not together.
Pizza grapes?
Pizza and grapes.
Pizza grapes. Rainbows are so many amazing colors.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.
Andrew, do you know that there is an amazing holiday that's about so many colors?
What? Wait, what holiday?
St. Patrick's Day? Christmas!
Maybe Halloween means everybody dresses up as something different.
Spring has lots of spring colors.
Well, it's a very colorful holiday.
Uh-huh.
And my friend Charu celebrates this holiday. So let's ask her about it.
You know we're gonna.
Oh my gosh, hi!
Hi, Charu!
Hello, guys! Andrew and Polly, it's great to be on your show.
We're so excited you're on Ear Snacks today.
Oh my god, I love the title. Can't get any better than that. Ear Snacks.
Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Charu Suri. I'm a pianist and composer, now becoming known for blending Indian ragas, like Indian music and jazz, that I call raga jazz. And I play all over the world with my band.
What is raga?
Yeah, can you tell us what raga means?
In Sanskrit, the word raga means color or dye.
What?
What?
So when kids learn music, they invariably just jump onto the Western way of learning music, learning like C major scale or a G major scale or an F major scale. But other cultures have different scales. In India, it's the raga. Raga. Instead of using the 12-note Western scale to improvise and compose the melody, ragas are scales that sometimes may not have all 12 notes up and all 12 notes down. Some of the ragas are 4 notes up and 3 notes down. Some ragas are 6 notes up and 4 notes down. There's over 500 ragas.
Whoa.
That's so cool. I mean, kids that are growing up in America, they might be very familiar with a song like Twinkle Twinkle. So
yeah.
The notes of that feel comfortable to them. And I love what you're saying, that in every location, there could be a different way that the notes are arranged that feel that way to different people everywhere.
Yes. These ragas are supposed to be played at a certain time of day. It like really is hyper-meditative and hyper-anchoring. So rags and ragas is a journey through the day, morning, late morning, early afternoon, late afternoon ragas. So when I play my concerts, I have these beautiful graphics in the background with different colors based on the different times of day to give people that immersion. Think of like Chopin, who wrote nocturnes. He gives the amazing energy of being at twilight with the Western scale system. The ragas, you do that naturally. The ancients have been doing that for years.
Wow,
it's so interesting to think, like, I mean, if we're thinking about Twinkle Twinkle, how could you make it feel like a different color by changing the notes?
I have been told that I should ragify the whole repertoire of Western music.
I'm so into that idea.
I'm going to take you on a challenge and do a raga version of Twinkle Twinkle.
I'm waiting for it.
Amazing.
I'm waiting for it, Charu. Well, wait, all speaking right. of colors... Do you have any favorite colors?
Yes, I do.
My favorite color
on the rainbow is...
My favorite color
is red.
Red.
Reddish.
And...
Orange.
Orange. And...
Yellowish.
Yellow. And...
The green!
Aqua. And light blue. And...
Purple!
And... Did I already mention orange?
Yeah.
So I really have two colors.
Blue is my favorite color. And coincidentally, my most favorite evening raga, Kalyani, is all about blue and shades of blue. My most favorite jazz album is Kind of Blue, so it all dovetails.
Why do you like that color so much?
Because it's the color of the green trees and tomato plants that tomatoes grow on. It's bright and cheerful.
When I think of blue, I immediately feel calm. There is the sky blue, there is the ocean blue. And these evening ragas, I have quite a few in my album Rags and Ragas. The blue brings you back to a state of bliss and joy, which I think we should ideally aspire towards, so that's why I like blue.
I heard that there's a holiday that you celebrate that's connected to colors.
Yeah, it's called Holi.
Holi.
What's Holi?
Tell us more about the holiday. Holi.
Let's look it up.
Holi consists of people just throwing powdered color at you.
What?
What?
Oh, wow. That is pretty.
Oh, wow. Yes, it's in India. It's a Hindu festival celebrated as the Festival of Colors, Love, and Spring. Wow. Does that look fun?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My friends mercilessly throw color at me and drench me from top to toe.
It's really fun. Look at it.
You won't even see my eyes. My eyelashes are tinted with color. Like when we have holy parties.
This guy is just pouring colors on everything.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm wearing my worst disposable gowns to this party because...
Everyone was splattered.
Oh, someone's hands are all colorful.
Everybody's gonna be different colors.
Everybody paints their whole body into something that they like.
It's all a celebration of color. It's all a celebration of joy. If you go to India during holy time, good luck if you're wearing white.
Wait a second. So what are the rules of throwing color? Can you just throw color on somebody the moment they leave their house?
Yes. Yes. There aren't any rules. It's absolutely diabolical. Like, it's almost like my friends will come with the pretense of, oh, I want to hug you. And before you know it, my whole hair is like covered with yellow powder. And they'll just sneakily come up on you. I have kids coming up on me and rubbing paint all over my face. They do it with great affection, but I don't trust anybody on Holi.
So is that part of the celebration, is this sneakiness?
Yes. You want to get them. You want to get people. You want to get an innocent, sweet bystander, douse them with color so they don't take themselves too seriously. That's the goal.
It's like you're trying to make someone have the joy whether they want it or not.
Yeah, you're forced into it. Yes.
It's really cool.
Why is there a holiday that's so focused on such like extreme happiness and brightness and
color
celebration?
Because it's fun.
Because we believe that many of the gods, we can't take themselves too seriously. Holi brings us to the earth saying, you know what? You can be a god, a public figure. It doesn't matter. You're going to get doused in color no matter what, just like the rest of us. Then you're going to celebrate like the rest of us. In India, when it comes to holidays, everybody's on equal footing. The more seriously you take yourself, more you're going to bet your bottom dollar someone's going to find a way to douse that color on you. So you just get back to reality. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's a cool mindset.
I like getting dirty. Maybe we can do that on our own front yard, throwing paint at each other.
These powders are usually now very benign and very organic, etc. They don't hurt people. It's just a beautiful way to realize, oh my God, someone cares about you enough to douse you in happy paint and happy powder.
That's amazing. And I love the idea that there's this holiday that brings everyone together. And like you said, it's kind of an equalizer.
Yeah.
So all different people, a king, a child. Yeah. And it's something you see. You can actually physically see this concept in action. That's amazing.
A rainbow on Earth.
Rainbow on Earth. It really is beautiful. Everybody's like tie-dyed. It's just wonderful.
So cool.
You should be a part of it. You should be a part of it.
We need to.
Oh, thank you for the invitation.
Yeah.
Do you like to go to a festival of colors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, please.
I wish we knew which day it was on. I want to throw paint water on myself.
I want to throw paint water on you, too.
Hey!
You are listening to Ear Snacks.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. Wait, violet.
Indigo is a little bit more blue than violet.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.
Red,
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 orange, yellow,
green,
blue, indigo, violet.
Red,
red,
orange, yellow,
green,
blue, indigo, violet.
Indigo, violet, indigo, violet, indigo,
purple,
indigo, violet, indigo, violet, indigo,
purple,
red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
Happy rainbow! Rainbows are so many colors, Polly.
Yeah, and they can have so many meanings.
Ooh, how could you tell the story of a rainbow?
There's a great museum in Los Angeles called the Skirball Cultural Center. And in this museum, they have a special place for families called Noah's Ark. And it's full of animal sculptures, boats that you can walk through, drums that you can bang on, art spaces. And so many materials in there are made from recycled materials, all to tell a very, very old story.
I'm Nina Silver, and I'm the head of Noah's Ark and Family Programs at the Skirball Cultural Center.
What is Noah's Ark at the Skirball?
Noah's Ark is an incredible place where families can come and they can explore the three chapters of the Noah's Ark flood story.
There are three chapters?
There are. When you come in, you are going to see and hear a storm. You're going to hear, can you do this with me? You're going to hear the sound of the rain.
Our fingertips.
And you're going to hear the wind blowing. Can you make the wind blow with me? And you might hear a coyote howling. That is our storm chapter. And we help the animals get onto the ark two by two. And then we get to explore being on the ark too. The ark is a great big boat where all of the animals go to stay safe from the storm. And while we're on the ark, we get to work together to help each other make it through this really difficult time. And you know, there are storms in real life, like when the rain comes and the wind really blows, but there are also stormy times in people's lives. Like, I don't know, did you ever meet somebody who maybe fell down and hurt themselves?
Yes, our friend Everett talks about falling off a play structure and breaking his arm.
Oh my gosh. Well, in this chapter, when we're on board the Ark, we find ways where we can really help each other when we're going through these difficult times.
I can think of a couple ways people help each other in the Ark part of Noah's Ark.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, one of our favorite places. First of all, it's fun to cook the food.
Yes.
That's right.
And gather the
food. That's helpful.
And make soup.
Yes.
Yes.
That's soup is always helpful.
Yeah. And then what's the other fun thing to do to help out?
Well, you may need to pick up gorilla poop.
Mm-hmm. Any kind of poop.
There's a number of different kinds.
Lots of different kinds of poop.
Scat.
That's right, because after you feed someone soup, they might have to poop. And then the very last chapter is the rainbow chapter. And the rainbow is a symbol of second chances and of hope for a better future. We made it through the storm together, and now we can talk about how can we help build a better world.
Nina, you've talked about storms, mm-hmm. and you've talked about arcs, mm-hmm. and you've talked about rainbows.
That's true.
But when I was walking into Noah's Ark, I noticed some spatulas hanging about the ceiling.
I noticed, I think, a fly swatter.
I think I noticed some egg beaters. What does that have to do with flood stories?
Okay, well, I remember it was Die November, and you guys were talking about word puzzles. And I'm a huge fan of word puzzles.
You like word puzzles?
Yes, so I have a word puzzle for you.
Okay.
It's a big word.
Okay.
This word is respect.
Oh.
So if we break down the word respect, it's got two parts to it. The first part is re, like when you redo something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do you think re could mean?
Well, when you redo something, you do it again.
That's right, again. And spect, if I'm wearing spectacles, like I happen to wear glasses, and they're also called spectacles.
Oh, me too.
Do you wear spectacles?
Yeah, I do. Hmm.
Or inspect. When you inspect something, you take a close look at it.
That's right. So if you really think about that word, to respect somebody or respect something, it means to look again. So re, again, and look, spect. When you look again at some of our animals, you might find that they are made out of whisks, or fly swatters, or pink purses, or spools of thread. All of the animals are made out of repurposed materials or recycled material.
Why are they made out of those things?
Because we're giving them a second chance to make a difference in the world. And when we recycle, we make our world a better place and we give our world a second chance, just like the rainbow chapter of our story. It helps us understand that everyone deserves a second chance and everyone deserves respect. We deserve to be looked at again, not just for what we see on the outside, but really all of the beautiful different parts that we're all made out of.
There are over 500 different cultures all over the world who share flood stories. And some of those flood stories take place on an ark, like the Noah's Ark story. But the Chinese flood story, there's a brother and a sister, and they stay safe from the storm inside of a giant, scooped out pumpkin. And in the Lenape Native American flood story, all of the animals stay safe on top of a giant turtle.
Una tortuga gigante!
Each different culture tells a story about floods and how the animals stayed safe. And the thing that changes in the different stories is the vehicle and the main characters in the story. But in the end, there's almost always a rainbow.
So many different cultures and religions have stories about a flood in common. Why do you think these stories are so important?
That is a good question. I think that when we go through a hard time, that it helps us understand it better when we tell each other stories about the hard time that we've been through. Because none of us is alone. We are all in it together. And nothing really happens to a person that hasn't happened to a person who has come before them. And hearing the stories of the people who came before us helps us understand where we are now and where we're going.
So many people have so many challenges.
Hard times come in all different shapes and sizes. I think that cultures and communities tell stories about floods because floods are so big, and the culture or community has to come together in order to understand what happened to them. But difficult times aren't just the big things. Difficult times can also be the small things. And sometimes when you hear a story about something big, it can make sense to you, not just about that big story, but about your own special, smaller story. All of those things can be helped by hearing stories about larger challenges that we all have to overcome.
I guess the more challenges or storms you go through, the more you know that you can work things out.
That you can weather it.
Can I tell you something special?
Yeah. Tell us.
When you come into Noah's Ark and you're standing right in the middle of the storm and you hear the wind blowing and you hear the rain falling down and you feel a little bit scared because it's kind of dark in there and there's thunder sounds, well, if you look very carefully all the way through the Ark, you will always be able to see that there is a rainbow at the end of your journey. And that is the hope that pulls you through the storm and through the Ark and all the way out to the end of the story, where you know that you can overcome anything and you can even help other people to build a better world.
Thank you so much, Nina, for talking to us.
Thank you, Andrew and Polly. I had such a good time talking with you today.
And that's our show.
Thanks for listening to Ear Snacks.
Thank you to Adrian,
Stella Rose,
Towns,
and Tenny
for sharing what they know about rainbows.
And thanks to their parents and big sibling Ainsley for recording them.
Thank you to Nina Silver and the Skirball Cultural Center in Los Angeles for welcoming us in to explore the sounds and sculptures of Noah's Ark, talking to us about flood mythology, and thinking about rainbows as a symbol of hope.
Thank you to incredible pianist Charu Suri for talking to us about ragas and Holi, the Indian festival of colors.
Thank you for having me, guys. I'm honored you asked me on your set. And hope to see you at a Holi party soon.
See you soon.
Thank you, Charu.
See you soon, Andrew and Polly. Thank you for having me on your set.
Bye.
Bye.
You can find her latest album, Rags and Ragas, wherever you get your tunes.
And speaking of tunes,
If
you want some more songs about rainbows by awesome kids artists like Joni Lee, Saul Paul, and more, check out our Rainbows playlist on Spotify or in the show notes.
What's the playlist called, Polly?
It's called So Many Songs About Rainbows.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
Oh my gosh, and what's on the other
and
side?
What's on the other side? Polly!
Gotcha!
You threw colored powder at me?
Happy Holi!
Let's go rainbow!
Happy rainbow, Polly and Andrew!
Goodbye!
Bye, rainbow!
I gotta get back to my rainbow shop. It's where I make all my rainbows. I gotta get back to my rainbow shop. It's where I make all my rainbows. I gotta get back, gotta get back, gotta get back.
Love rainbows.
Bye, rainbows! Bye, Andrew and Polly. I hope we can do this again.
Ear Snacks
is made by
Andrew and Polly.
Thanks for listening.